It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. I'm inside the Shirley Street studio. It is January 24 of 2023. A jam-packed show on the way, like usual. Details in just a bit. First things first, though, however you are tuned in, I appreciate it very much. We have a myriad of options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. You follow us on Twitter, you follow us on Facebook, you will get a lot of the content that you hear every morning between 6 and 8 with one Mark Simpson on Maximum Mornings, and a lot of the content you hear right here on Cole & Company between 5 and 6 with yours truly. You'll get it right there on demand when it's fresh, when it's new. But totally understand, there's work to be done for so many of us between 6 in the morning and 6 at night, or maybe you're even outside of those hours. So totally understand. That's why we offer you the content in a number of different ways. But I don't do this for my health every day at the beginning of the show. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. Like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan. You won't regret it. You'll get more local statewide sports in your social media feeds where, as we all know, plenty of nonsense seems to make its way into those feeds. So add something that's not nonsense. Add us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. Like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuck Machine, and you'll find us. Also, make sure to bookmark that website, as I mentioned. That's where you get the stream. If you listen to us there, it's also where you can get, it's where all that local and statewide sports content, most of it anyways, originates from, 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Save the number in your phone if you ever want to dial in with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Also good just to have that number where if you, come across a neat story, maybe not during the show, right, between 5 and 6, call us and let us know. I mean, we want to know if there's something interesting sports-wise going on in the Cedar Valley. We want to know about it. So if you learn about something of that nature, if you have a question perhaps about programming, about a contest that we've got going on, by all means, call us. You can get connected to me, and we'll get you the answers that you need. 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email me. Yes, we have the technology. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Coming up here in just a few short moments, we'll get to area sports news and scores for this Tuesday. As you might imagine, we've got a busy night of Metro Boys and Girls High School basketball ahead. I'll get you those matchups and a whole lot more as we get through the stack here in just a little bit. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash during that break. We'll also get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. We'll come back from that first timeout, and we'll be joined by our friend David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. You follow him on Twitter at David Eicholt. A lot to talk about with David. Iowa women's basketball with a very, very big win last night on the road. Details on that in just a minute. We'll follow up, of course, with David in the second segment on that. Also got to talk Iowa men's basketball. The Hawkeyes coming off a tough loss on the road on Saturday. They're going to be looking to bounce back in Big Ten play. And then, two, something happened in the NFL today that very well could impact the Iowa Hawkeye football program. So much so that the connection of the person, that person, was trending on Twitter when I looked earlier today. I think it was mid-morning when I noticed that on Twitter. So, a hiring happened in the NFL today. That hiring has led to speculation about someone on the Iowa football staff that potentially could join that person who just got hired by said NFL team. We'll dig into that with David as well today. So, a lot to get to when he joins us in the next segment on the show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break. Come back on the other side, and I have an array of audio to bring to you. We'll get you some Lisa Bluter audio on that big win that the Hawkeyes had last night that I just got done talking about. We'll, of course, get you audio from TJ Otzelberger as the Iowa State men's basketball team has a big-time Big 12 showdown tonight that you can hear right here on The Fan. Details coming at you in just a moment. Also, if time permits, got some audio from Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries and Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley. So look forward to all of that coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time on this Tuesday and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Just real quick, just kind of taking a look-ski at the national sports scene today. A couple things jumping off the page. Yes, I think I maybe even brought this up a week or so ago. It may have been after the Lions, beat up on the Packers to end their season and bounce them out of a chance at the playoffs in week 18 of the regular season, 17 games, 18 weeks. Aaron Rodgers, like usual, goes on the Pat McAfee show like he does throughout the NFL season on Tuesdays. And I just find it so funny that, you know, a lot of the media did wrong by Aaron Rodgers with the whole immunization thing. Now, albeit maybe, I mean, there's criticism to be had there of Aaron as well. But with hindsight, you know, a lot of the media got, well out over their skis, hyperbolic about that whole instance. And I don't blame Aaron Rodgers one damn bit for being as picky as he is about whom he talks to and how often he talks. And what a better platform than to talk with a former player that you know you can trust in Pat McAfee, who's got a great show. And the hell of it is that it's so funny how this media that, you know, did wrong by Aaron Rodgers, broke trust, they listen, they are right there just lapping it up every time he goes on Pat McAfee, and umpteen stories come out every time he goes on that show because they couldn't maintain the trust themselves to be able to reach out to him and speak to them on their own accord. That aside, the trade talk has already begun, and I'm already tired of it. I'm already tired of it. Speculation from NBC's Peter King about the New York Jets being willing to part ways with two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers. We're doing this already, and I think it was pointed out, Aaron Rodgers mentioned today on the Pat McAfee show where he's like, you know, usually the stories like that, you wait for the week in between the Super Bowl when you're kind of digging up some stories, right? For all the radio shows and the podcasts that are going on. We weren't even able to get that little mini honeymoon. And, oh, it's only going to get worse from here. I mean, you almost want to, I can't do this because it's my job, but you almost want to go on Twitter and do the thing where you can mute certain words and just mute Aaron Rodgers. I kind of want to do that. No offense, honestly, to Aaron, but just to the media apparatus that exists around him constantly, never ending. Another quick note, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame announcement, I think, is happening right now. And a couple of the names that are mentioned that are the most likely to get inducted, Scott Rolen and Todd Helton. I'm not sure if I don't know. And I think that's the hell of it with the Hall of Fame, right? Is when you kind of pause a little bit, that's not a Hall of Famer, right? If you go, Scott Rolen, man, he was good, but like you can't even begin. If you begin that way, you kind of tilt your head and your inflection changes a little bit. That's not a Hall of Famer. With all the respect, right, to Scott Rolen and Todd Helton. I know Scott Rolen was a Cardinal. Maybe there's some people out there knowing I'm a Cub fan. But, man, Scott Rolen was really, really good before he was ever a Cardinal, right, when he was a Philadelphia Philly. That guy absolutely could pick it. And he could swing it, too. But you look at the counting stats, they're just not quite where you're used to seeing the counting stats with so many Hall of Famers. And yeah, I mean, you get into the weeds about I can, if you're well researched Cardinal fan, you're going, well, Ron Santo got in posthumously, albeit his counting stats weren't incredible. No, they weren't. Different era though than Scott Rolen played in. Scott Rolen played in the steroid era. You know, and one I know I would like to see in is Andrew Jones. To me, that's a Hall of Fame talent. He had about a seven-year stretch where he was every bit as good, if not better, than a seven-year stretch in Mike Trout's career, if you want to get in on that and do that research. A-Rod, no thank you. Got popped twice. You get popped once for steroids, and you never get popped again? Fine. That's fine by me. You could think differently, but with the era that he played in, I just put it on, like Dan Patrick said this morning, just put it in the information in the hall. And tested positive for steroids, you know, here, like, then, serve this suspension. It's all part of the story, right? But you can't just be so altruistic that it's like, well, we're not going to put anybody in from that era. And Carlos Beltran, no. Not with the sign-stealing scandal. That World Series should have been taken away from the Astros, but, you know, there's a feckless commissioner of baseball in Rob Manfred. So that's that being what it is between Carlos Beltran not necessarily being definitely not being a first ballot guy, and then also having that big black eye on his record. No. But Curt Schilling, I was very happy, and I've mentioned on this show before when I've disagreed with Dan Patrick, and I'll mention, too, in fairness to him, when I agree with him, I don't give a you-know-what about what you think about Curt Schilling's politics. That guy's a Hall of Famer. If you are a baseball person with two functioning eyes and you know how to look at stats and know what they mean, Curt Schilling is a Hall of Famer. And what an injustice it would be if he does not get in by nature of baseball writers' pettiness with his politics. That undermines everything about the process if that's how it ends up. It undermines it all. And it just, you know, and shame on the writers if that's the case, because it taints everybody who's in that hall. If you don't put a guy who is obviously, to put it lightly, a Hall of Fame pitcher in Curt Schilling. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Tuesday. Last night in a high school metro basketball game, Waterloo Columbus played at Waterloo Christian for a girl-boy doubleheader. Waterloo Christian got the best of the Sailors in the girls' game, 66-54. Same went in the boys' game, where Waterloo Christian got a 64-46 win. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro Hoops, Waterloo East playing host to Des Moines North for a girl-boy varsity doubleheader. Meanwhile, the third-ranked Waterloo West girls travel to Iowa City West, while the Wahawk boys play host to the Trojans. The Cedar Falls boys play host to Iowa City Liberty. That game you can hear on our companion station tonight. Cruising KCFI pregame coverage with Dave Finnegan begins around 7:15. Meanwhile, the Cedar Falls girls travel to Iowa City Liberty. The state's all-time winningest high school volleyball coach announced her retirement this morning. Yvonne Wooden, who has been the coach at Waverly Shell Rock since 1989, announced her retirement. She leaves with an impressive resume, including a state-best 1,214 career wins. Wooden was named the state's coach of the year three times and was the national coach of the year in 2008. She began her coaching career in 1978 at Pocahontas. At Waverly Shell Rock, Wooden guided the Gohawks to 23 Northeast Iowa Conference titles and two state championships. The Iowa women's basketball team picked up a signature win last night, taking down previously undefeated Ohio State 83-72 in Columbus. The second-ranked Buckeyes were 19-0 going into that game last night. With its win, Iowa now 16-4 overall and 8-1 in the Big Ten. Caitlin Clark had a triple-double, her eighth of her career, 28 points, 15 helpers, and 10 rebounds. Monica Sinano added 22 points. Clark, real quick, back to Clark. That eighth career triple-double, the most in Big Ten history for male or female basketball players. It's the Hawks' first win over an AP top two team in 23 years. Speaking of the AP, the Iowa and Iowa State women's basketball teams continue to be ranked in the AP top 25. For the second straight week, Iowa is 10th and Iowa State is 18th. South Carolina remains the unanimous number one, Ohio State second, Stanford third. Imagine that's going to change. The Iowa State men's basketball team hosts conference-leading Kansas State tonight in a Big 12 showdown. Wildcats in first place in the Big 12, 6-1. Iowa State, meanwhile, tied for second at 5-2. 12th-ranked Iowa State looking for more Hilton Magic. Clones are 10-0 at home this season. Iowa State looking to bounce back after their two-point loss at Oklahoma State on Saturday, and they look to do so against the 5th-ranked Wildcats tonight. You can hear that game right here on The Fan. Pre-game at 7, tip-off at 8. And tomorrow night, UNI men's basketball will get back into Missouri Valley Conference play against Valpo. It's the rematch. Panthers got a buzzer-beating win back on January 4th, 69-67 against the Beacons. Tip-off at McLeod tomorrow night is at 7. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we're talking all things Hawkeyes, women's basketball, men's basketball, in a juicy football rumor for the Hawkeyes today. We'll do that next with David Eicholt on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
NFL Conference Championships Sunday afternoon and evening. In the NFC title game, the 49ers, a 2.5-point underdog at the Eagles, 45.5 the total, and the Bengals emerging as a 1-point favorite on the road against the Chiefs in the AFC title game, 47 the total in Kansas City. College basketball tonight, top 12 matchup in Ames as number 12 Iowa State hosting 5th-ranked Kansas State. The Cyclones, a 4.5-point favorite at home, the over-under 134. Drake hosting Indiana State at the Knapp Center, the Bulldogs minus 6 at home, 144. 4.5 the set total. Bulls playing on back-to-back nights. They're a 1-point favorite at the Pacers. The over-under 237.5.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
Want hassle-free health plans for your small business? Get flexible plans that fit you and your employees' needs. Call your authorized Wellmark representative, Jim Langle, with the Brummel Madsen Insurance Agency in Cedar Falls at 266-2644 to find out more today. Jim Langle is a local, authorized, independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. To be eligible, you must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not affiliated with any government agency.
I am Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services. Does your family struggle with meaningful verbal exchanges? You're not alone. What we all want for our families and what we are able to provide are sometimes two different things. If you need help with your family's communication, Families First Counseling Services is here for you. Bring your whole family in or meet with us virtually through telehealth, and we will get to work making sure your communication improves to the level wherein everyone is heard, understood, and respected. Family life is complex. complex. Don't do it all on your own. Let our trained professionals help you every step of the way. Our therapists and behavioral health specialists First Counseling Services will help your family develop change, and cope with the pain of living in modern society. Families First Counseling Services of Iowa, dedicated to the process of partnering with families today to help foster growth and success tomorrow. Visit us online at families-first.net. And remember, Families First Cares.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Play.
After a non-playoff season, it's clear the Patriots need to fix something, especially on offense, but don't expect anything too radical. They're bringing back one of their own, former offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien, returning in that role after spending the last two seasons at Alabama. That route certainly helped bolster Brian Daboll's career. O'Brien took a step back after being let go as head coach of the Texans, working for Nick Saban. Fred McGriff, already elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, will find out the rest of the class shortly. Todd Helton and Scott Rolen stand the best chance of going in from the ballots that have been made public so far. White Sox pitcher Mike Clevinger is under investigation by Major League Baseball over allegations of domestic abuse made by the mother of his young child. Kevin Durant will miss another couple of weeks with a sprained knee, but is making progress in his recovery and has been cleared to start running and on-court activities and will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. The Pelicans have had a good season thus far, but have struggled lately with four straight losses. Won't get much easier tonight when they take on the conference-leading Nuggets and in New Orleans. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show, Evan Washburn will join us to preview the AFC title game, and Nakobe Dean will be playing in the NFC championship game for the Eagles. He stops by 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Iowa State basketball is on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 23 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for snow. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 30. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 15. Cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 24.
This is the home of Cole & Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
I was going to wait. I wasn't going to start there, I promised. But the CBS update, I mean, it's making me, I'm blaming it on that. I'm pointing the finger at that as we welcome in our friend David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 Sports Network. David, how you doing today, man?
Hey, man, things are going well. I appreciate you having me on. It's been, I was hoping the news cycle would slow down a little bit after the portal.
Huh.
That's not happening. No. I should have known better.
No, it's not. And as much as I want to, and we will, talk Iowa men's and women's basketball. I mean, big shout out to the Iowa women for that dub they got last night in Columbus against the second-ranked Buckeyes. As I'm mentioning there, coming back from the break, the CBS Sports Update mentions the name, the hiring, that started a bit of a frenzy on Twitter today. Imagine that, a frenzy on Twitter, so much so that this person, their name became trending. And I noticed that, and I go, what's going on here? I click into it. And I immediately understand why what was happening was happening, and that is Alabama offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien, former coach, head coach of the Houston Texans, former offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, going back to New England like so many former Belichick assistants have to be their OC. And with that, it sparked a firestorm because the New England Patriots still need to hire an offensive line coach. Brian Ferentz has the ties, and like we just mentioned, this is what Bill Belichick does a lot. He brings back guys he's had before. It's kind of like the old trust circle, and needless to say, one thing leads to another. Brian Ferentz's name is trending on Twitter. The floor is yours, David. What the hell do we make out of all this?
Yeah, and it's very funny that you bring that up because I feel like Brian Ferentz has been trending for the past 3 or 4 days. Every time I'm on Twitter, it says Brian Ferentz trending, and I'm just like, oh, great, here we go again before I dive into that Twitter firestorm. But I know I do think it's a domino. I'm not saying that Brian Ferentz is going to end up in New England. I think it's certainly a possibility. But New England's not the only team that's inquired about Brian Ferentz. I'm still trying to track down exactly who else has asked about Brian, but I know for a fact that there's at least 2 or 3 other teams that have talked to people within Brian Ferentz's camp. So I still think the Iowa offensive coordinator, at least the duties, will change next season. You know, if Brian remains part of the university, I still think that's possible. I don't think it's inevitable that he departs, but I do think that the way Iowa operates on the NFL timetable, and I know it drives people up an absolute wall, but that's the way Kirk Ferentz does it. That's the way they're going to continue to do it. And like I said, I think it's possible that Brian goes to New England. And if I had to project if he's Iowa's offensive coordinator next season, I still lean toward he will not return as Iowa's offensive coordinator in 2023. Is it still possible? Yes. But based on conversations I've had and continuing to try to keep track of things, I would give the edge that Brian Ferentz is not going to be Iowa's offensive coordinator next season.
That's very interesting because when you first hinted at, Brian not coming back as OC, I wondered, okay, does he end up with like a co-OC title? You bring in a passing game coordinator, something we talked about on this show, a little less than a year ago, right about now. But you're saying that, you know, maybe it's just back to being the O-line coach. And then if that's not the case, then maybe he does find one of these NFL opportunities. And David, I should probably know this, but does Brian Ferentz stand to make more money as an O-line coach in the NFL than as OC at Iowa?
You know, I probably should know that as well. I think the salary would probably be pretty comparable, but here's what I would also tell you. Brian Ferentz would not be in charge of recruiting. I think that alone would be a bonus because there are certain guys that love it, but given the way Iowa's foundation is, in terms of the guy kind of guys that they recruit, given the challenges and the landscape of college sports changing, I can't imagine, knowing Brian as well as I do and as many times as I've talked to him, I can't imagine he's exactly thrilled with the direction college football is going. So I would venture that that would be a bonus for him as well if he chooses to go on to the NFL.
I was criticizing at the top of the show the Aaron Rodgers trade rumors that are already out there because of the length of time we have to speculate about it. But here I'm going to go ahead and do this. If Brian Ferentz is not the offensive coordinator for the Hawkeyes, David, is there any sort of anything that indicates that Kirk would make anything other than a vanilla hire to replace Brian?
There are 3 names I've heard continue to come up in circles. I know a lot of people are talking about Jim Svoda, the Tulane offensive coordinator. I still think that's potentially possible, but I don't think that that would be a top choice. If again, assuming Brian is not back as offensive coordinator, there's nothing done. I want to make sure that's clear. I think Jim Svoda would be certainly a candidate, but the other 3 names I've heard continue to come up over and over again. One, John Budmeyer, with connections he has with the McNamara family. He helped Iowa in an off-field capacity. I don't want to say co-quarterbacks coach, but he was more of an offensive analyst. He had some success in Wisconsin. He, you know, recruited Graham Mertz, a lot of good ties there. Was a Colorado State offensive coordinator for a year. I still think he's a very good offensive mind. I also think that would be a little bit underwhelming. The 2 names I've also heard is one, Paul Chryst. Paul Chryst and Iowa and Kirk Ferentz have a very good relationship. And look, Paul Chryst might have a personality that puts a cup of coffee to sleep, but the guy knows football. Okay. Like there is proven success when he is offensive coordinator and the offenses he's run. I know they have a similar philosophy. He can get the job done. I think that would be a very good hire. You don't win as many games as he did at the college level as a head coach, not be a good coordinator, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And the other name that I think is least likely, but again, this has been trending a little bit in the interwebs, is Josh Gattis, the former Michigan offensive coordinator and current Miami offensive coordinator. Now, Gattis is not well-liked in Miami. I think fans would love to get rid of him. But Gattis, I still think, is a very good offensive mind. I think the philosophy would be a little bit too different, and the dynamic would be strange between Kirk and him. But that name's come up too many times for me to completely ignore it.
So definitely something worth monitoring here as the weeks go on in January and February. All right, let's talk hoop, David. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter, @David Eicholt. What a win for Lisa Bluter's team last night. 83-72 at Columbus against a previously unbeaten second-ranked Ohio State team. Caitlin Clark gets a triple-double in that game. David, please tell me there's no way in hell some other gal with respect to all the college women's basketball players out there, there just cannot be another gal that's going to take this award this year. This is Caitlin Clark's award. Start etching it on the damn trophy now.
I'm with you, but there is one name that I think people need to consider. One, I know, and I'm going to come off as such a, like I'm taking a dig here at Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah Boston should not be in the sentence this year at all. I don't think she should have been last year, but South Carolina's great team, Dawn Staley, et cetera. Angel Reese has to be on the list as well. LSU forward averaging 24 and 15 and a half rebounds, wow. Shooting 56% from the field, undefeated. Kim Mulkey, obviously, is the head coach there. People have their own opinions on that. I don't need to speculate any further. But Caitlin Clark's the best player in the country. She's been the best player in the country since she stepped foot on a college basketball court 3 years ago. I think it's undeniable. And the thing that was so impressive about last night, Cole, people need to remember, number two Ohio State, undefeated team. Iowa was down their third leading scorer, an arguable X factor in McKenna Warnock, mm-hmm. and Caitlin Clark emphasized getting her teammates involved early. She had 5 assists before she made her first bucket. She ended with 15. She hit the logo 3. She's transcending the game. A 28, 15, and 10, triple-double. She's saying, you know, if she comes back for a fifth season after next season, which I still think is possible, she will shatter every single record forever, men's or women's basketball, because there's no way that's going to be able to compete with that. So I think that's interesting. But again, I might get fired for what I will say. If Iowa keeps winning at the rate they do and Caitlin Clark does not win the trophy, I might get fired for the firestorm I'm going to unleash on social media and in columns, because it's frankly a joke that you get Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Travis Scott, all of these people commenting and watching and tuning into her games, which, by the way, Mr. Beast is apparently also thinking about trying to get to an Iowa game. And if people don't know who that is, might want to find out who that is. 115 million YouTube subscribers there. So she's transcending the sport.
Wow.
I'm with you, man. Iowa needs to continue to win, but there is not one better player in the country than Caitlin Clark. Most box office player by far.
No question about it. As far as the team is concerned, what has this team proven in any sort of specific way that it's leveled up from last year's team or the team the year before that, when you think about big picture? Because February's right around the corner, and we know what's after that. That's March.
I think there's a couple things that we can kind of attribute this to. Number one, I think you need to look at Caitlin Clark's turnover numbers. They're down. She's only averaging 3.5 this year. I think that's a very, very key thing going forward. I mean, she got criticized for, you know, games last season when she had 7-8, but she had to do everything. Caitlin's also shooting 36% from three. Best 36% three-point shooter I've ever seen, by the way, in my entire life. But I think you need to give a lot of credit to Kate Martin. I think Kate Martin is more of a scoring factor. I think she's been a monster on the glass at 11 rebounds last night. I think she's the glue of that team. I think she's leveled up in a big, big way. And another player that I really think I want to say could be a make or break, who could be a big X factor, it's Hannah Stolke. I mean, you look at Hannah Stolke numbers, they aren't going to blow you away. 7 mm-hmm. points and 5 rebounds. This girl is a hooper. She is going to be a multi-time Big Ten, not player of the year, but all Big Ten. She'll be in the conversation eventually one day for, I think, the conference player of the year. Had 8 points, 13 rebounds last night. Very good defender, incredibly athletic. I think what she's doing is great. Monica Sozzano, I also think, is continuing to develop as a rebounder. I think she's rebounding the ball better. Her efficiency is off the charts. And I think Iowa as a team is playing better defense. I still think they have a ways to go there. And I also think you need to give Gabby Marshall a lot of credit. I think she's really starting to get back into the caliber of player that we've seen over the course of her career.
All right, quickly, we're running out of time here with David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com. Let's talk a little Iowa men's basketball. A loss on Saturday at Ohio State where the Hawkeyes didn't really challenge the Buckeyes too much in that game, David. And as I look at that this team, I go, man, Chris Murray's putting up, 21 or so per game, about 9 rebounds. That's incredible production. Just seems like, he's not getting talked about too much for as much as he's providing that production. And I'm looking a little deeper at these numbers, and I go, well, you've got Tony Perkins, Aaron Ulis, Peyton Sanford all shooting below 30% from three-point range. If each of those guys are shooting 33 or more percent, the conversation around this team probably changes quite a bit than what it is right now, doesn't it?
I think so, but I also think you almost got to give Peyton a pass because I think he's actually playing at a really high level over the course of the last four or five games. I know he got didn't play as many minutes in the last game against Ohio State. I just think that was a bad matchup for him, especially defensively. But Iowa needs more production from Aaron Ulis and Tony Perkins. They need to be more consistent because there's a lot of pressure on Chris Murray. I think if Iowa had a few more marquee wins, and if Chris Murray doesn't get hurt earlier in the year, I think he's probably getting talked about more. But you know, talking to NBA circles, Cole, I think Chris Murray is going to be a lottery pick. I think he could go as high as in the top 10. I mean, teams have been very, very pleased with what they've seen out of him. But the backcourt production needs to be there. I think Iowa's defense statistically right now is awful. And it's amazing because Iowa's rebounding, I think, has actually improved a tremendous amount compared to last year. I think they're second in the Big Ten in offensive rebounds. Philip Brocha is having a nice year. Connor McCaffrey's having a good year. But, man, Iowa's got to fix some things defensively, and they got to get more starting. They need more production out of their backcourt. It's the only way Iowa's going to be able to continue to challenge for an NCAA tournament spot because stretch does not get easier here coming up.
And fair to say, David, that you know the frustration for fans probably lies in you've seen enough glimpses of top-shelf play where you go, man, it sure seems like it's in there somewhere. I mean, easier to you know consistently crack that. You know, but the glimpses have been there. It's not like this team has been – challenged all season by what it has to offer.
I'm with you, and I think that's what drives people nuts more than anything else because you look back at their last game against Ohio State. I don't know how much you got a chance to watch it, Cole, but it just gave me shades of what Iowa played TCU like and the way they played Eastern Illinois. Again, I don't want to say uninspired, but just a step slow. Like that extra oomph was missing compared to what you know was giving them success during the winning streak. So they got to find a way to continue piece it together. And I still think the team can be an NCAA tournament team. I still think given the right matchups, they can make some noise. But definitely some introspection, I think, that needs to happen here. And they'll really be tested over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, time's running out. February is a week away. Crazy to think that we'll just be 1 month away from the madness of March. But, David, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for hanging out a little longer than usual. Always appreciate you.
Yeah, I got you, man. I appreciate you. Take care.
Take care. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com. 24/7 Sports Network. Follow them at David Eicholt and make sure and visit the website, bookmark it, and subscribe. They always got a great deal going on. It's a great value. You get your return on investment times a thousand. So make sure and check out David, Sean Bach, and all of his great colleagues, their work at HawkeyeInsider.com. All right, we got to talk Iowa State men's basketball. You'll hear this Big 12 showdown tonight here on The Fan as the 12th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball team plays host to fifth-ranked Kansas State, the Wildcats sitting in first in the Big 12. The Cyclones tied for second. Cyclones haven't lost at Hilton Coliseum. We'll get some audio from Iowa State coach TJ Otzelberger. Got some other audio we can get to if time permits. We'll do that next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State tries to stay unbeaten at home tonight as the 12th-ranked Cyclones host number 5 Kansas State. Picked to finish last in the Big 12 preseason poll, the Wildcats are 17-2 overall and lead the conference with a 6-1 mark. The combination of Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel average more than 35 points per game for K-State, and Noel checks in at more than 8 assists per contest.
Really good in transition, really good off the ball screen, really tough cover one-on-one. He's so fast. Johnson, strong, physical, aggressive, you know, gets downhill, gets to the rim, gets to the foul line, rebounding like crazy. I mean, those guys are playing as well as anybody in the league. Both of them are.
That's ISU coach TJ Otzelberger. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off in Hilton Coliseum. It'll be televised by ESPNU. Drake opens the second half of the Missouri Valley race at home tonight against Indiana State. Both teams enter at 6-4. This is Radio Iowa.
Don't miss the largest indoor ag expo in Iowa happening soon at the Iowa Event Center in Des Moines. Innovation, technology, robotics, biologicals, regenerative ag, big iron, seed, chem, tools, tires, and more. Everything you need to increase profits, lower costs, and improve the way you farm. Check it out January 31st through February 2nd at the Iowa Event Center. Register online at iowaagexpo.com to get your tickets in advance and save $5. Sponsored in part by Farm Credit Services of America and Ag Direct.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
At the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County, sports and activities are going on year-round. Basketball, volleyball, pickleball, and swimming lessons start soon. Take a class from one of our 40-plus fitness offerings and start your new year off right. Pump some iron, walk on the track, or swim laps in the pool. Have a great time with all your friends at the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County, located at 669 South Hackett Road in Waterloo. The YMCA, strengthening the foundations of our community.
We don't realize how much our breathing affects our everyday lives until this, or this, or this. Our team at Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy is here to make breathing a breeze. We will treat your allergies, sleep apnea, and sinusitis using innovative procedures and technology. Talk to Dr. David Congdon and Dr. Kenny Rodriguez and put your breathing problems in the past. Call 319-888-8044 for a consultation today. Don't let breathing problems disrupt your everyday life. Breathe easy with Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy.
The UNI men's basketball team is back at the McLeod Center. The Panthers continue their hunt for the conference title as they host Valparaiso Wednesday night at 7. Wear your pink. It's the annual Hope Always game to raise awareness in the fight against cancer. Panther basketball is affordable family fun with tickets starting at $10. Get your tickets now at unipanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards and save big money. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers or a smooth pouring container. Transforming your home has never been easier. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. Save big money on Dutch Boy Paints now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, here's the deal. This is State Farm agent Brad Jacobson, and I am your go-to agent in Cedar Falls for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. Call me, Brad Jacobson, at 319-277-4134 for your surprisingly great rates today. 319-277-4134. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. As you may have heard, during Todd Kim's Radio Iowa Sportscast, that Iowa State-Kansas State game is going to be on ESPNU tonight. That's not a channel that is necessarily always widely carried on your cable package. So if you're unable to get it, make sure that you just keep your radio locked right here on The Fan, your official station for Cyclone Nation for this big-time Big 12 showdown tonight between the 12th-ranked Clones and 5th-ranked Wildcats. Pre-game coverage is going to begin at 7 tonight with tip-off at 8, and the Cyclones, they're going to be looking to bounce back from a 61-59 loss at Oklahoma State on Saturday. That was a game that included very limited action for guard Caleb Grill, who's been dealing with a back injury. At yesterday's press conference, Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger opened up with an update on Grill's status for tonight's game against Kansas State, and it does not sound too promising.
Caleb Grill did not practice today. I don't know how to anticipate having somebody. I mean, they didn't practice today. We're always going to act in the best interest of his health and safety. So wherever that ends up, that ends up.
Also, Coach Otzelberger gave an update on the injury status of Jazz Kuntz, who has that broken finger that was injured right around a month ago now.
I haven't asked Vic lately, but I think we're probably still a couple weeks away. It would be my guess. I haven't asked him, and I know that I think he has an appointment later next week to see, you know, what comes of that. And then, again, like I said, same with Caleb. We're going to do its best health and safety for those guys. So as important as they are to their team, I care more about their health and them being well. And like I said, we got other guys that have more opportunity to step up.
And speaking of guys stepping up, that's what Coach Otzelberger talked about when he, you know, went on after saying that, you know, pretty much Caleb Grill doubtful. I would say, fair to say that Caleb Grill is out tonight for this game against Kansas State. Here's Coach.
Means other guys need to, be ready to step up, play more minutes. It gives our team some different strengths. But we prepare in such a way and practice in such a way where, you know, our depth, our versatility, and how we prepare mentally, that guys are ready to step in and do that. So, we started the year with Jeremiah out. We dealt with Jazz being out. Caleb's to be out. Same way it's been up to this point. Next guy, step up, and, we'll do what we need to do to be successful to win the game.
Speaking of strengths, the Big 12 has displayed incredible strength as a conference so far this season, and Coach Otzelberger was asked if this season seems different, if it seems like the conference is really at an unprecedented level with what it's put on display so far.
Teams are really good top to bottom. Everybody is. Every team is good. I don't care what their record is. I don't care where they stand right now. Maybe they've had some more road games. Maybe they've had more injuries. Maybe they've had more challenges. But 10 teams are all really good. It's better than it's ever been. And the numbers say that, and the wins say that, and the coaches, the programs. So you've got to be mentally tough every single day. I mean, there's a story last week after we lost to Kansas, I think it was in The Athletic, on how Kansas is really good. That's why they win these games. And the same publication had a story that was out this week that said, what's wrong with Kansas? So, I mean, it's the same publication 1 week later. It's called the Big 12. For the most part, there's going to be a lot of us that lose two games in a week. The team that wins this league might have 11 wins, might be 11 and 7. Who knows? So the league's really good. You got to be mentally tough. It's great if you can stay healthy and have all your bodies. That's certainly part of it too. But, like, mental toughness and understanding that it's a 40-minute game and, like, focusing your effort and attention on what you need to do to be at your best for 40 minutes.
I thought that was good stuff from Coach Otzelberger. You know, these coaches, they say they don't pay attention to the newspapers. You know, that's the old line, or the online stuff for social media. They look, believe me, I can tell you, they look at that stuff. Here's Coach Otzelberger with the scouting report on the Kansas State Wildcats.
Phenomenal in transition. Noel is particularly fast, gifted, playing at a ridiculously high level. Johnson is a really tough matchup, physical, big guard wing that gets the spots, gets to the foul line, rebounds at a high level. They've got length and versatility defensively all over the place. They're a really good team. They're playing with a lot of confidence. So they do a lot of things well. They're playing at a really high level.
Here's a little bit more on the Wildcats. Coach Otzelberger specifically talking about Deontay Johnson and Marquise Noel, two outstanding Wildcats.
Like I said, they're playing at a high level, a lot of confidence. Noel's tremendous in transition, shooting the ball with a lot of confidence, making plays for other people, assist numbers off the charts. Just really good in transition, really good off the ball screen, really tough cover one-on-one. He's so fast. Johnson, strong, physical, aggressive, gets downhill, gets to the rim, gets to the foul line, rebounding like crazy. I mean, those guys are playing as well as anybody in the league. Both of them are.
Another in-state men's college basketball game tonight. The Drake Bulldogs opening up the second half of the Missouri Valley Conference at home tonight against a really good Indiana State team Both teams, the Bulldogs and Sycamores, 6-4 in the Valley so far. Sycamores won the first meeting 75-73 in late November. Here's straight coach Darren DeVries.
Very good team. You know, it's been a while since we had played them, you know, back in November. But, yeah, certainly someone that, you know, on that offensive end, they give you all kinds of problems, and they do a great job of putting guys in positions to be successful.
Indiana State senior guard Kavassier McCauley is averaging 16.5 points per game and leads Indiana State with 61 threes. Here's Coach DeVries again.
He can use his size a little bit to go finish at the rim as well. So he's a hard matchup in that regard, because you got to really, you know, fight for that space, you know, so that he doesn't get a clean look, and he's really good at creating it. And then at the same time, you know, he can get downhill and get to the rim and score over the top of you there with his size.
And finally, going to jump back to the Iowa women after that big win that we talked about earlier in the show with David Eicholt from HawkeyeInsider.com. Here is Coach Lisa Bluter last night after that big W for her team.
I think a lot of people really stepped up.
Excuse me, that would be Caitlin Clark. I think, is this Coach Bluter?
I feel like.
Oh, hold on. Third time. Third time's the charm. Here we go.
It does so much for our confidence. It does so much for our seeding in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, it's going to help us in our seeding for the NCAA tournament to have a top five win on their home court. You know, just a really good feeling, because they've come into our Carver the last 2 years and beat us. So it was really nice to return the favor tonight.
All right, let's take this final time out. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during this break. We come back, wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One radio network. The big question for the Chiefs heading into their AFC title match against the Bengals, the health of Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes suffered a high ankle sprain in that win over the Jaguars. But good news for Chiefs Kingdom, Mahomes vowed, "I'll be good to go" for next week's AFC title game. Head coach Andy Reid says that Mahomes is absolutely going to play, adding that he's worked hard on the treatment and is doing okay. Cowboys running back Tony Pollard suffered a high ankle sprain and a broken fibula in yesterday's loss of the 49ers. Pollard faces a roughly three-month recovery period. And Sean Payton has been a busy man. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport says his latest head coach interview was with the Panthers on Monday. Rappaport also reporting the Cardinals are interviewing former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores for their vacant head coaching position. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
You might get wireless data everywhere, but do you have to use it all the time? If that's not really you, this track phone. You can get the same nationwide 5G coverage as big carriers, but you pick a plan that you need for a lot less. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $15 a month, no contract. And now you can get the Samsung Galaxy A03s for just $49.99. Track phone. Now you're in control. While supplies last, 1 month equals 30 days. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Lakers are loaded with star power, but ever since the team traded for Russell Westbrook, the once promising Lakers have fallen flat. When LA won the title in 2020, the team was headlined by LeBron and Anthony Davis. But the Lakers also featured a plethora of athletic wings that could defend as well as stretch the floor. That all went out the window in order to acquire Westbrook. But yesterday, the team took a step towards eliminating that issue after trading for the Wizards forward Rui Hachimura. He's not an all-star, but he's a former lottery pick. He's a capable defender that brings some much-needed size, versatility, and he's a pretty good three-point shooter. At 24 and 4 years into his career, Hachimura isn't going to single-handedly elevate L.A. into a title contender. But with plenty of abilities that fit the Lakers' needs right now, yesterday's trade was a great first step towards competing this season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only one place. The one place to go. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick. You're good to go. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championship games and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook by using the code Patrick.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Void in Ohio and Ontario. Bonus issued is free bets. One boost per eligible game, deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank David Eicholt once again from HawkeyeInsider.com for joining today's show. If you missed any of it, it'll be available in just minutes in podcast form at 1650thefan.com. Yes, folks, make sure you keep it locked right here. 12th-ranked Iowa State men hosting 5th-ranked Kansas State. First place in the Big 12 on the line. Pre-game coverage begins at 7, tip-off at 8. Over on our companion station, cruising KCFI tonight, Cedar Falls boys basketball hosting Iowa City Liberty. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:15 of that one. Have a great night, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.